On a remarkable opening day, 14 wickets fell, and at the end of it, Australia looked giddy at 4 for 75. Their top order failed again. Watson caught in the slips for 13. Cowan, a first ball duck, caught in the slips. Finn was on a hat-trick. He didn't get it, but Clark was bowled by a Jaffa from Anderson for a duck. Rogers got a marginal leg before decision against him. Anderson picking up 2 wickets, Finn 2. It was 4 for 75 because Smith played boldly to be on 38 with Hughes 7. Earlier, England won the toss. The extraordinary news was that Ashton Agar became Australia's 434th Test player. He was preferred ahead of Nathan Lyon. And after England batted, the wickets fell at regular intervals. Cook caught off Patterson by Haddon for 13. Root got a very good swinging delivery from Siddle and was bowled for 30. They were 2 for 98 at lunch and collapsed to be all out for 215, 40 minutes after tea. The main wicket taker was Siddle. The ball swung under the cloud cover. He bowled extremely well. Stark and Pattinson were erratic. There are a lot of boundaries. 152 of those 215 England runs coming from 39 fours. Pattinson took 3 wickets, Stark 2, and Agar made a nervy debut with none for 24. But the middle order was scattered because of some fine bowling that Siddle set up with his outswing, consistent outswing, and at the end, Stark chipped in with a couple of wickets and was on a hat-trick himself. They lost their last 4 wickets for 2 runs. Trott top scored, bowled by Siddle for 48. So 215, if the sun comes out tomorrow, Australia's 4 for 75 could develop into a healthy position. That's the situation after the first day here at Trent Bridge, 14 wickets falling for 290 runs.